IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
We've chatted before to Wendy Elbert. She's the Restaurant Association of South Africa CEO, and we wanted to get her reaction to last night's announcement. Wendy, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting us.
So there was some kind of dispensation allowed last night. Was it enough? Is it too little, too late?
You know, whilst we appreciate that the president certainly has made every effort to hear what the restaurant industry has been saying, I just don't know who is the voice or the spokesperson at the NCC. Because if anybody has really understood what our business is about, they would have been able to surely make the right allocation and to reopen our industry. You know, the financial models are sensitive. We're sitting and drowning in debt. We simply cannot pay our landlords. We cannot pay our leases. We cannot pay our bank loans. SAMRO, SAMPRA, SABC, TV licenses are just pushing legal demands on us. And we cannot make any more sacrifices. You know, we were very clear about asking for what we need in order to survive. We need to bring people back to work. Currently, with a number of 50, where does this magical number come from? We've been asking for the scientific evidence that draws the outline between a comparison between a pharmacy and a restaurant, both 400 square meters. Yet in a pharmacy, you can have 150 people queuing for medicine and to pay at the till. Yet in a restaurant, you can only have 50 people. We've got all the protocols. We've got ventilation. Our doors are open. We've got outdoor seating areas. We've got social distancing. We've got the regulations. How do we constantly make these inconsistent decisions? Let's separate the alcohol and the transmission. Let's first deal with transmission. Are we high-risk area for transmissions or not? If we're not, open our businesses. You know, consult with us. Give us a respect. And you cannot make decisions if you don't have a proper spokesperson who advocates for restaurants. And then we can deal with the alcohol separately. You know, the lockdown was here to prepare the country to give more beds. Then you close down an alcohol industry that actually supports the largest amount of tax to the country. And you don't allow people to contribute to the tax so that you can prepare the hospitals. We could have built 1,000 hospitals with the amount of money that's been lost through tax revenue, illicit trade, underground activities. And we are supposed to be serving the people. We cannot manage the uncontrolled spaces. It's clear. The uncontrolled spaces are going to continue to be risky to put the country in high levels of transmission. We're going to see a spike in the country again with the result of everything that's going on. We cannot continue to absorb this facade of fake evidence that they keep talking about, the manipulated numbers, the shallow opinions of people who haven't even consulted with us or aren't even experts in our businesses, the flawed data, and then most importantly, why don't you just give me the economical impact assessment and you tell me, government, what your opinion is on what you think you've done to the industry.
Is there no consultation at all?
Unless I'm banging on doors. I'm not here to do the job of government. I shouldn't have gone straight to Minister Nexi to try and get tourism to push the social impact and the social responsibilities and knock on Cassandra's door and knock on the Premier's doors and exhaust myself trying to do a job that should be done. We're in a disaster. We are in a pandemic. The rest of the world doesn't handle things like this. There's a sophistication that goes with it. There is a ability to be able to represent businesses in their best interest to keep doors open, to keep people employed. We don't have an infrastructure to support the unemployed. The unemployed is getting vastly greater. People are hungry, desperate people become hungry, people become desperate people. Look at what is happening to our beautiful country. We are destroying it. Everyone is looting and doing these crazy things. Why? Because they don't have confidence. They need to go to work. They need to feel good about who they are. We create employment. We teach people about the values of life. We expose them to beautiful experiences, to an array of magnificent, iconic landscape destinations. They get to engage with beautiful people from all around the world. We're part of travel, tourism. There's a whole extension on the value chain. And we've completely destroyed and depleted that. And we said to people, listen, you don't need to know where your next meal comes from. And certainly, you're not going to get money from government. People are scared. They are emotionally depleted. They are financially depleted. They are exhausted from the constant push and pull that we've been exposed to. We want to work. We want to trade our businesses. Open our restaurants, allow us to trade. You cannot give me the scientific evidence to say that you're more at risk in a chemist. Open my restaurant than what you are in a restaurant. Or compensate us. Freeze my leases, freeze our our bank loans. And please, ask Sam Rose, Sampo, and SABC TV licenses to leave us alone while we cannot trade. The music is not on. Our lights are not even on. We can't even get Eskom to be consistent in the supply of electricity. And Sam Rose, Sampo, and SABC TV licenses want their money.
What do you think it was that preempted the change for restaurants and gyms? Do you think they did hear it?
They must have heard us. And, you know, we're very noisy. And we are looking for this data. And we're knocking on every single door. But for me, the most challenging part is, how do you consistently make inconsistent decisions? How did we go from being open in April with liquor, no restrictions, play a part, bring down the numbers, show we're responsible, to making us almost into food trailers? We're not food trailers. We've got businesses to support. We've got leases. We've got debts. We've got bank loans. We've got 80-odd subscription agreements with various companies. How do you expect us to support that debt and keep our businesses open, plus the accumulated debt that government put us into 14 months because the country wasn't adequately prepared? We cannot trade under these conditions. We've remodeled ourselves. Now all we are the picnic spot.
Unbelievable. Wendy Elbert's Restaurant Association of South Africa, the CEO. Very, very disturbing conversation. And in fact, we're having many. One disturbing conversation after another. It isn't easy to be positive this morning. Your thoughts, 34519 or 061-895-1019. The anger, the frustration from our guests this morning, absolutely palpable. It is really, really frightening. It's